USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, tributes to Kobe Bryant. Many schools starting the day with a moment of silence for the basketball great, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people who perished on the plane.
He did a good job at playing. I'm glad that he completed his dreams.
Crash investigators still trying to determine the cause of the crash. It's believed fog could have played a role. On Capitol Hill were the president's A-list lawyers defending him for a second day against the two articles of impeachment. The first session was Saturday for about 2 hours. The coronavirus continues to spread, the numbers soaring. 5 confirmed cases here in the United States, many, many suspected cases, and in China, many people have already died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
There are new developments involving the Jeffrey Epstein case and prominent men reportedly involved with underage girls he hooked them up with. Specifically, there is new information about a member of Britain's royal family who isn't returning some very important phone calls.
Britain's Prince Andrew has provided, in the words of a U.S. prosecutor, zero cooperation to the American investigators who want to interview him as part of their sex trafficking probe into the late Jeffrey Epstein. Speaking at a news conference outside Epstein's New York mansion, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said prosecutors and the FBI have contacted Andrew's lawyers asking to interview him, but they've gotten no response. Buckingham Palace has declined to comment. Andrew announced last year he was withdrawing from his royal duties amid renewed public attention to a woman's claim that she had several sexual encounters with him at Epstein's behest beginning when she was 17. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The very latest now on the Democrats who want to be president in 2020, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
The schedule we had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we had to rewrite it very quickly. So
the Pentagon releasing an updated list of locations outside Vietnam where chemicals like Agent Orange used. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
10 new locations were listed by the military that Pentagon spokesman Chuck Pritchard describes as thorough.
This was a very thorough review through all of the records that were available and updated the list so that the VA would have the most accurate information to work with the claims from veterans.
This will help veterans who have health claims from their service in Vietnam.
The Department of Defense maintains a list of where Agent Orange and other tactical herbicides were used, both in Vietnam and in other locations. And then the Department of Veterans Affairs uses that information when veterans go to make claims that they have health issues related to exposure to these tactical herbicides.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.